We're back here on Giants.com, and it's time for more of your mailbag questions. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Paul, question number one comes from Melvin down in Atlanta, Georgia. How much credence do you put in all the mock drafts that get published leading up to the NFL draft? I just served this up on a silver platter for you.
Well, you know, many, many years ago when I started doing this, a wise football guy once said to me, even your best friends will lie to you going into the draft. So, therefore, not a whole lot. Although it's fun to talk about, you could certainly get a gauge as to where you believe a guy's value is in terms of his range.
Right.
That you can do. But who's grabbing who? My goodness, no. I'm not putting much credence in those
things. Remember this, too. There are mock drafts, Paul, coming out before scouts even back in the building to put these final boards together. So a lot of these things that people call predictions are really just guesses for fun. Julius at Idaho. With the addition of Will Johnson, could Nikita Whitlock play more on defense this year?
Well, I think really what it comes down to is need. Nikita Whitlock played some defensive line last year because the Giants needed more pass rush.
Right.
And he was able to do that with his versatility and his athleticism from the inside. If they don't need it, he won't play there. If they need it, he will. That's more of depending upon other players and what they do to fill the Giants' needs than it is what they want Whitlock to do.
Bonus follow-up. More offensive or defensive snaps for Whitlock next year? Last year, he had about twice as many offensive than he had defense, 130 versus about 65.
Yeah, I would think, you know, he's going to have a tough competition here from Will Johnson at the fullback slash H-back slash blocking tight end spot. Now, Whitlock is not a lock to make the team. If he makes the team, I would say probably more on offense.
Interesting. Paul Dottino, John Schmelk, your mailbag questions. Thanks for joining us. Have a good one, everyone.